God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, please, Jesus, please come. You understand, my boy is about dead. When I left the house, they thought he's dying. Hurry up and come. Jesus looked at him and said, your boy lives. Go home. Now, what do you do? You got nothing that would cause you to believe this in the natural. But you got the Word. What did he do? I said, what did he do? Are you reading? And the man. What did he do? Did he have faith? Yes. Has his faith come up to another level now?
Yes.
Is he walking by sight now?
No.
Oh, does this excite you like it does me? Oh, the man put his trust in what Jesus said, and he did what?
Believe.
Huh? He started home, the Amplified says. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord, to get this out. He started home. This is acting your faith. This is what opens the door to miracles in the earth. Not just when you say you believe something, but when you act on faith in the Word. He acted on what the Lord told him. I imagine he looked at him and said, thank you. And turned around and walked away. With no phone call, no message, no doctor's report, nothing in the natural to cause him to think that his boy is going to be okay. And his house is not down the block. His house is 15 to 20 miles away. And he doesn't have a car. The just shall live by faith. The just shall walk. Huh? By faith. Everybody say 15 miles of casting down imaginations. 15 miles of ignoring fearful thoughts. Now the devil's the same then as he is now. I know exactly what was happening because I've walked down that road before. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When you heard from the Lord, but that's all you had. You didn't have anything else to cause you to think that it's going to turn out okay. Everything else still looked bad. Everything still felt bad. You didn't have any idea how it could change or what it would take. But you go down the road. And I know what the devil was doing with him. He was sitting on his shoulder and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? You don't have time for all this. Go back and get that preacher. He's the one that's healing people. You go back and get him, and I don't care what you have to do, you get him to your house. If he'd have turned around, the boy would have probably died.
Yes.
And the story wouldn't be in here.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Did you hear that now?
Yes.
If he had turned around, if he had, what about the man that wavers? Huh? What James say? When you ask, ask in faith.
Yes.
Nothing wavering. You know, not let that man that wavers think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man's unstable in all of his ways. You can't be back and forth. Well, I know we prayed last week at the church, but I think I'll go back and get them to pray again. I'm just not sure. I just don't think it happened. I know I did. And that's why you got some folk, bless their hearts, they in every healing line, every meeting they go to, they try to get it again, and the years pass by and it's not happening. When are you going to believe it's done? When are you going to believe he's heard your prayer? When are you going to believe you've got it? You can't wait till you see. When are you going to believe you're healed? Can you believe you've received your healing when you still hurt worse than you ever have?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Can you believe you're saved even though you messed up and didn't look like a Christian?
Yes.
Even though you failed and had to repent, can you still believe you're saved?
Yes.
Can you still believe you're the righteousness of God?
Yes.
Yeah, you can, by faith. And you can believe you're healed when you hurt all over. When the doctor just gave you the worst report you've ever heard. You can still thank him and go out in the car and say, I don't care. None of these things move me. In Jesus' name, I prayed 3 weeks ago and I believed I received my healing. And I have my healing. I'm healed. I call my body healed. Somebody say, you're not healed. I believe I'm healed. Didn't say I felt healed or looked healed or the report. I believe. That's what faith is all about. It's when you don't see and you don't feel. We don't see the money to pay for the rest of this place, but it's coming. And I go ahead right now and call every seat paid for. Every seat full. Don't think it won't happen. Just hide and watch if you don't think. And I know all this bunch does think. And believe. Well, where's it coming from?
Who knows?
I've had people ask us, well, what big organization is underwriting y'all? We've been asked this question more than once. What denomination is underwriting y'all? What group is underwriting y'all? What wealthy person is underwriting y'all? It's the richest one you've ever heard of. You ain't never met nobody this rich. Where is it going to come from? He'll come by it honest. Right? But faith calls it done before you can see how. He said, go your way. And the man started down that road. Can you see him going down that dusty road? Can you imagine what's going through his mind? You know how many times he was tempted to turn around and try to run back and get Jesus? Huh? If he'd have turned around, the boy would have probably died. He didn't turn around. If he thought about turning around, he grabbed his ear and said, No, we're not trying to get the boy healed. Jesus said he lives. Jesus said he lives. Yeah, but you know what he looked like? He had those big dark circles under his eyes. He was comatose. The doctor said he might not make it through the after. I don't care. I don't care about all. I don't believe that. Jesus said he lives. How many understand you've got to get a hold of the Word of God and hold on to it? I mean for life. You've got to hold on to it with everything you're worth and not let anything or anybody pull you off of it.
Amen.
Because all things will come. Feelings will come.
Yes.
Symptoms will come. Well-meaning people that don't know any better come say, well, now that's passed away. You know, Jesus could heal and the apostles could heal. But when the last apostle died, that all passed away. And that's not how it works nowadays. And it's not always the Lord's will. And his ways are mysterious. And you just never know. Where's that at in the Bible? You just never know. Where's that at?
First imaginations.
Have you ever walked down this road this guy's walking down?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
When you walk by faith, what do? You keep your face straight ahead. And you just keep heading toward the house. You got to turn around. You got to go back. See, the enemy, one of his favorite lines, have you ever heard it before? Is, what are you going to do? You ever heard that one before? What are you going to do? And I mean, he'll say it to you 10,000 times a day. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Man, you got to have X amount of money by the end of the week. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? They told you that this is incurable. They told you this is terminal. They told you probably won't live the year out. What are you going to do? And if you listen to that, you know it won't be long. What will come out of your mouth? You'll say, what am I going to do? And you say, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You go, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you got no faith. You're just completely faithless at this point. Full of fear.
Yes.
Not cooperating with the Lord. Can't do that. What are you going to do? You're going to do what he told you to do.
Amen.
And what's he going to do? He's going to do what he told you he would do.
Yes,
and it's going to be okay.
Yes. Amen.
Everybody say, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to walk by faith.
I'm going to walk by faith.
And my faith
is the victory
that overcomes
the whole
world. Somebody needs to say it again.
I'm
going to
be okay.
I'm going to be all right.
Because
I walk by faith.
Faith is the victory.
My God
is
faithful to me. I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to be okay.
Amen. That's a faith statement.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to be okay physically.
Thank you.
I'm going to be okay in my marriage. I'm going to be okay in my finances.
Yes.
I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
And better than okay.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to whoop this thing, then I'm going to be more than a whooper.
Yes.
Isn't that what Jesus said? He said, don't be afraid. I have whooped the world.
Right?
I know Arkansas people understand that. I'm from Mississippi. Well, keep reading. Go in peace, your son lives. Why is this story in this book? Why is it here? Because the man acted on what Jesus told him. He said, thank you. And he walked away without seeing a thing, without feeling a thing, and he overcame and cast down imaginations and everything that bothered him that whole way, and he just kept one foot in front of the other, and he kept going to the house. Jesus said, go home. So what do you do when Jesus says, go home?
Go home.
Go home. How many know it'd be one of the biggest faith acts for some people, just go home and sit down and not worry about it?
Yes.
Go home and go to bed.
That's right.
Yeah, but we gotta pray, we gotta pray, we gotta pray because it's awful. We gotta pray. You could pray a year like that and be worse shape when you get through than when you started.
Amen.
It's not just praying. You must pray in faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Nobleman's Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R704. That's R704, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and child care through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.